Well, this morning we have two guests joining us here in studio. We have Sarah Shorley, Hannah Holtz with us here this morning. They are two members of the Southwest Iowa Honor Marching Band who recently returned from their trip to the Outback Bowl down in Tampa, Florida. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks to both of you coming by. Sarah, you're the senior in this group. What do you play?
I am. I play flute normally, but I was a drum major for the band.
Oh, very good. And did you enjoy the experience as a whole?
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of ups and downs. Like getting sunburned at camp was not exactly fun, but I grew so much as a drum major and just as a musician in general.
Is this wasn't your first trip?
No, this was my second.
Okay. And the first trip was what, a couple of years ago?
Yeah. So they happen every other year. Okay. So my first trip was as a sophomore and we went to the Holiday Bowl in San Diego.
And how was that trip?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was just a gorgeous time and you get to play your instrument on just with beautiful scenery. Not that Iowa's not beautiful, but it's not San Diego.
The weather's a little nicer in January.
Yeah.
A little nicer. Hannah, what about you? What do you play?
I play the alto saxophone, and I am a junior.
Okay, and you enjoyed the trip as a whole?
As a whole, I liked it, and I think I liked it better than the last trip, like Sarah mentioned. I liked the parade a lot more because Iowa was there, and all the Iowa fans went berserk when they saw we were from Southwest Iowa.
Yeah, and that's the dynamic. The good dynamic in this whole thing is folks that were there, a lot of them were there to see the Iowa Hawkeyes play in the Outback Bowl, so you caught a break when they got chosen. It's kind of fun to go on these trips anyway, but when you have, I guess they look at you as a familiar. They might be from Decorah, the complete opposite side of the state, but hey, you're from Iowa. You're familiar to them, right?
Yep, it's that Midwest thing. They're like, oh, you're from Iowa. I'm from Iowa. Oh, my gosh. It was also really cool to see the Iowa band as well because, the drum major's fairly familiar. And so a lot of the directors had kids in that band. And so that's a really awesome connection.
And do you know a lot of the other folks who are in this honor marching band from Southwest Iowa anyway?
Yeah, you get to know them at band things. It's a very small circuit, so we see them at jazz band. We see them at other honor band auditions. We see them around, and so you get to meet them a little bit more closely, and we all get to know each other fairly well.
And at camp, you kind of get to meet more people and see about them, and especially people in your section, too. You kind of get the camaraderie with them as well. Mm-hmm.
And this is an honor marching band.
Yes.
You don't just decide, hey, I want to go do this. You have to try out. You have to be selected. This is an honor to do this. What was it like having to go through the tryouts and things for, it was alto sax, is that what you said?
Yes, for alto, you just have to learn your scales, and then they make you draw scales. And so you have to know all of them because you don't know which one you're going to get. And then you have to know your etudes, which are just the parade songs. So it was On the Floor and Conquistador. And then they just test you on that and see what you know.
I think she just spoke Latin because I don't understand anything she just said. So now, but you do, and that's all that matters.
Yep.
Sarah, what about as a drum major? How do you, what are the tryouts like for that?
So it's a very similar process as far as we still have to audition our instruments. So I actually had three auditions that day. I did my flute, and then I did piccolo, which is just a smaller version of a flute. And then I did the drum major. And so we conducted one of the songs, and then we go through commands, and then it's an interview process as well. So they ask you about your leadership experience and why you want to be a drum major and all that kind of stuff.
So why do you want to be a drum major?
I really like leading the band and serving the band. And that's something, when I first started being a drum major, it was all about that leadership. I was like, I'm going to be the leader of the band. And more it became the service of the band. Like, what can I do to make the band better? What can I do to help them and serve them?
But don't you miss being able to be out there playing the instrument, too, in the band?
Sometimes, but I don't miss having such wet shoes in the morning when we were on the field.
Yep.
And then you come back and do concert band, and so you still get that playing experience.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk to wet shoes over here.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you got to play at the parade.
Yes.
What was that like?
The parade was awesome. We all kind of just hung out a little bit beforehand, and then we went and we turned around the corner and then everybody just lit up and went crazy. And the parade was so much quicker. We'd also do the Iowa State Fair Parade, and that's like 2 miles. And so this is just like a short little one. And it just was over before I even realized. It was really pretty. It's probably like the sun was starting to set and just everybody went crazy. It was awesome.
That's what I was going to ask you, was how long was this parade? We see the local parades around here and you're just marching a few blocks and around maybe twice and that's about it. But this was longer.
This, I think, is shorter than the homecoming parade.
Really?
Yeah, you're looking at about a third or a half of homecoming.
Yeah.
It's much shorter.
Okay, so perform quickly, but there's a lot of people all gathered in that one.
Yeah, it's much more compact than homecoming.
Yeah.
Like it's on the streets, it's just wall to wall people. And they'll reach out and touch you and ask for the Mardi Gras beads on the ground. And so it's very interactive.
Yes.
So did you get to enjoy much of it, though, with the parade, or are you kind of focused on what you're doing?
I was focused, and then once we got past the judging area, I was kind of just enjoying it. Like, I still knew what I had to do, but, I mean, we were doing threes, which means we played the songs back-to-back with, like, very little rest. And so at that point, like, you're getting a little bit tired, but you still have to realize what you got to do and just enjoying it because you're not going to get to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was very focused on what I was doing. I have a lot that goes on that I have to be in charge of. So I had to do commands with the other drum major. I have to make sure that I'm not running into the line behind me while I'm marching backwards. I have to conduct. I have to do the cues. So there's a lot going on. I don't even remember much of the parade. I just remember like seeing people on both sides of me.
So what'd you like more, performing in the parade or performing at the bowl game?
I think I liked the atmosphere of the parade, but the bowl game is really interesting because there's a lot more bands there as part of the like tour, and so that's really cool to just see all those bands together and playing all the same songs.
It's probably pretty well scripted too, and everything's, you know, kind of, yeah, you'd be here at this time, and you've got a lot of folks telling you what to do, where to be.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What about you? How did you enjoy the parade then, as much as the game, or the game as much as the parade, or what did you enjoy the most?
Parade 10 out of 10. Okay. I loved it. It was so much fun. The bowl part was fun, but the parade was just such an incredible experience. Just my favorite parade I've ever been in, so yeah.
Okay. Now, here's the other dynamic about this, too. You are with a lot of people for a good chunk of time, and they almost never go away. They're always around, right? I mean, I think most folks would say the only thing worse than like a 25 to 30-hour bus trip would be turning around a few days later and doing it again. But how did you guys enjoy it?
I did not mind the bus. I thought it was going to be horrible. It wasn't even a bad time. Like, we stopped every 4 hours, and I got to know a lot more people, maybe a little bit too much, but it was a good time, and yeah, it just made it go by faster, I think.
How about you, Sarah? Did you survive the bus trip?
Oh, yeah. You definitely get really close to people on the bus trip. We went on a bus to New York during my freshman year, and so I kind of already knew what to expect, and you just really get to know people. It's kind of a bonding experience in a weird way, whereas flights, you just get on the flight, you go, you're there, and it's still fun. You still have a great time, but you don't bond quite in the same way.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I chose the two of you to come out and visit because you both work here as well, so it was easy, but are you the only ones from Atlantic who participated in this?
No, I believe we have about 11 to 13 people.
Yeah, there's 11 others besides us.
Okay, so. And I know there are some others from like HSTW and several other school districts around the area. So some of these folks, as you mentioned, you've kind of gotten to know a few of them anyway through different competitions and things, but you get to know them a lot better at this type of a situation, don't you?
Yeah, especially as drum major, I worked fairly closely with David Clark, who is the band director in Glenwood. Mm-hmm. And so there's just a lot of area schools, and I got to know some people from pretty much every school, which is just a really cool experience.
So how many people were there in total in the band? Do you know?
I believe 190 students.
Yeah, and it's like 26 different schools. Isn't that right?
Something like that, yeah. It's a large band.
Mm-hmm.
We have a large sound, and it's because we have so many people. And it's a great experience because most of the time you don't get to work with a band that big.
Is it like herding cats, or is everybody pretty well behaved and understand they all have to work together?
For the most part, I would say people are well behaved. There's not a lot that you have to be like, oh, you know, come on, let's go, just because it is that honor opportunity. And so there's kind of that expectation to behave a certain way. That being said, we're high schoolers. Some stuff goes down, but
yeah, I think everybody just kind of knows that you're not just representing your school. You're representing our portion of the state. So you want to look good. And I think they kind of expect that of us just as you go in.
And you want to look good in front of the other schools because schools talk. Mm-hmm. You know, they know if it's like, oh, those kids from Crazy Town over there are looking kind of weird.
Yep.
I'm sure everybody worked out okay. Yeah. So now you get to do this every other year. So you're a senior, you're a junior, you guys are done with this.
We are done, yes.
Yep.
And you've both got a chance to do it twice.
Mm-hmm.
So the experience, if you were to give some advice to other students about possibly trying out and being a part of this, what would your advice be?
Just enjoy it. It's such a learning opportunity. Go into it with an open mind. And really, that's almost any opportunity that you have with those stuff. You get to learn so much. You get to meet new people. just go into it, enjoy it, soak it up, because you only get to have two trips potentially in high school, and it's was such a learning opportunity.
Hannah, how about the junior?
I would say practice, not this trip, but the last trip going in to the actual trip when we showed up. I did not have my music memorized, and eventually I wound up, but it was better late than never. So then I took that advice for myself this trip, and I did that, and I would just recommend that to anybody because it'll save you.
Yeah. You know, and the other issue, too, is money. It costs something to go on these trips, and I know the assistance is rather minimal. It's pretty much whatever you can do. So you both got some help in different ways, I assume, so it's nice to have the support.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, thank you both for coming out. Appreciate it and visiting with us, and congratulations on the opportunity and the honor, and thanks for representing Southwest Iowa so well. Appreciate you coming out.
Awesome. Thank you for having us.